Howdy, everybody.
We're off to a funny start already.
It is, once again, the Irregular Search for Truth. I am Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
With you, as always, Searching for the Truth, episode 10?
10.
Double digits.
Double digits. This is like a turning point.
My God.
From here, it's going to get so much better.
We might get listeners.
I think we have at least triple digits listeners.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Considering the population of the internet, that is astoundingly small. Anyway, here to mark our 10th episode, we've
come prepared.
Yeah.
As opposed to last episode.
For the first time in a few episodes. So you wanna start with a list item, or shall I jump into it?
Sure. Okay, fine. I got one.
Go for it.
I mean, last episode we kind of talked about like salesmanship and like selling things. Like mm-hmm. I think I told like a story about at the car dealership. Yeah, well, bartering yeah. and like the car dealership and kind of like, well, I gotta like you know come in acting like I don't like it.
Right.
Which is, and you were saying that's not really truthful or whatever. And I think.
Okay, all right, we'll roll with it.
Yeah. I don't want to misrepresent
you. That's okay. I don't mind being misrepresented in this little thing.
All right. Well, okay, fine. You were giving me a hard time. Maybe you're just joking around. But the point is, it's like there is this fine line of truth and like what you need to say to get what you want, even though everybody knows you're not really like. It just kind of, I'm just saying this, you know, and like, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, and you're going to say this, then I'm going to say this, and then we're going to end up in the exact same place, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we could either offend each other, or just say these nice things, like, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine, thank you, and then you move on, right? As opposed to like, actually, I'm not so good, oh, why, you know? It's like, I don't really care, I'll just be nice, let's just say these, like, things, the protocol that we're supposed to say, and move on. Anyway, okay, it's a little diversion, but basically, it was funny, last Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I got pulled over.
Oh,
I was driving to like a meeting out in Ocean Beach, in San Francisco, at like 45th and like Moraga, like way out there. So I was at somewhere like Frederick and I don't know somewhere by the park.
Uh huh.
Like I was gonna get on the Lincoln, and I was just kind of getting on my way, trying to get to this kind of quick street Lincoln. And going through some side streets, and I was like, you know, there's all these stop signs. So I'm doing my thing, going, stopping, of course, in quotes. Because nobody stops, right?
Well, you should stop.
I didn't say you shouldn't stop. I said nobody stops. So I stop, or I pull up the stop sign, I slow down, I look both ways, and I go. And then as I'm looking both ways, I kind of, you know, because I didn't stop, I stopped, but you know what I mean. I was continuing to look right, and I was looking dead into a police car.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was like, well, no point stopping now. So I just kept going. You know, that was like, I was just going kind of slow, like totally, like not blazing out of there. Just like, well, whatever. If he pulls me over, he pulls me over. There's nothing I can do now. So I'm just going. Pulls up behind me. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Maybe he just happened to be there. About 5 seconds later, lights come on. You know, I don't think he even bothered with the siren. He just put the lights on because I was just staring at him. Like my rear view mirror, I'm like, are they gonna turn on? 5, 4, 3 lights. Okay, great. You know, so he pulls over. I'm like, all right, fine, great. This is not what I need. Who needs a ticket, really? But no. So he comes over, you know, and I'm just, you know, I have my hands on the wheel, like trying to be completely, you know, as not suspicious as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. He's like, dude, you totally didn't stop at that stop sign. And I'm like, and he's like, dude, that wasn't even a Hollywood stop. And I was like, wow, I can't believe you even said that. Like, he totally called me out. He's like,
did he actually say dude?
He said, I don't know if he said dude, but he said man or something like that. But he's like, that man, that wasn't even a Hollywood stop. Like he said Hollywood stop. Like I've never even heard that before. But I kind of knew what he meant, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you? And actually, I was like, are you sure, man? Because I totally slowed down. And I looked both ways. You know, I totally looked both ways. I saw. I thought he's like, well, you know, you're supposed to come to complete stop. And I'm like. Yeah, I know that. You know, I mean, everybody knows that, but come on, right? Come on.
Did you say it in that way?
I did. I was like, no, you're totally right. Like, I totally should have stopped, but I mean, come on. I slowed down, and I looked both ways. You're totally right that I didn't stop. I give you that, you know. He's like, all right, man. So he's like, can I see your license registration? I gave it to him. He's like, all right, let me see what I can do. Which is kind of like a positive start to his exit. So I'm like, well, all I can do is sit here and just like be very calm, you know. And then he and his like officer go back and talk. They're probably talking about sports or something like that. They're just trying to like, you know, shake me down or whatever. Maybe not. Maybe they're talking. And he comes back. He's like, look, man, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a warning. You know, like we're trying to catch people from not stopping in crosswalks and like when sirens and stuff. I'm like, oh, dude, totally. I totally understand what you're saying. I really appreciate it. Like, mm-hmm. I will stop from now on. And he let me go. And it was like, that made my day. It was awesome. It was I wonder why he let me go. I wonder if it was because I told the truth or just because, you know, like I didn't do something that bad. I kind of did slow down. There was no pedestrians. There was no actual like victim, I guess you could say. Mm. And I mean, I didn't blow through it. I didn't.
You did not stop.
I did not stop. I totally agreed to that, and I did not stop. So I wonder, like, it was funny that I told the truth, and I don't know if that's why he let me off or whatever, but it was just, you know, I think in that situation, a lot of people might, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Well, I know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to say, yeah, I'm sorry, and then move on, right?
Especially when you know you didn't stop, right. Or you were speeding or whatever, yeah.
But I think a lot of people might come up with a story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm in a big rush, or like, oh, my mind was a different place, or something like that, or, oh, God, I'm so sorry, officer, or like, they might start crying, or something like that, right? And I was just like, dude, I have none of that. I don't have anything to give you. This is what happened. I thought I stopped. I didn't stop. I know I didn't stop.
Wait,
I thought
you didn't even think you stopped. Let's be clear.
And then, you know, on top of that, like, you know, so I had to drive all the way out to Ocean Beach, which is still another 4 or 5 miles. Mm-hmm. And there's a fair amount of stop signs on the way. And I noticed that I didn't even stop. I don't even know how to stop at a stop sign. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
So not only did he let you off and you said, okay, I will do it. You didn't even start stopping like at the next stop sign.
You know, I had it in my mind that I was going to, and as I approached the stop sign, I was like, okay, I'm totally gonna slow down and stop. But like, when it kind of muscle memory took over, and I think I did slow down a little more, but I did not end up actually doing a complete stop.
Wow.
Because I just physically like was not used to doing it. Like I don't know the last time I actually stopped at a stop sign.
Well, are you going to make a conscious effort to try?
And I've been doing that the last week. I mean, I only drive, you know, like 2 or 3 days a week.
So then, but. I mean, you could say that getting the warning actually served a purpose.
Of course
you did. You're trying to become a more respectful of the rules.
Of course. I'm definitely not flaunting the fact that I got pulled over. Like, I'm very, like, I'm trying to be humble about it. It's like, I totally, you know, should be more careful. And it's also, like, the story is, like, I've kind of realized that I actually do not stop. And I have a problem.
You could start like a group. You could be like, my name's Sutton, and I don't stop at stop signs.
Like, my acceptable norm, what I think I'm stopping, is actually not stopping.
Well, I've noticed that. You have a lot of, I guess, at least you tend to vocalize a lot of rules that just sort of come out of social convention.
Right.
You know? Which I feel often like I have to say, those aren't rules. Just because a lot of people do that doesn't mean that that's, you know, necessarily the way it should be done. But hey, you know, bravo to the officer for letting you go with the warning. Yeah. Bravo to you for just sort of being straight up about it and for, you know, making steps in the direction of stopping and not running over small children.
Maybe someday I will actually stop. We'll see.
Steps forward.
Yeah, I mean, baby steps.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Hey. We're off to a roaring start on our 10th podcast.
What do you got?
So let's see. What can I follow up with that?